Crikey, thanks. I got more than that. My own family, not that they were all listening. Matthew, Hari Huri Tokia Kwe. Good on you, mate. I mentioned he's 73.
I'm the grand old age of 52. And to the person that rang me at 3 this morning.
Who was that?
No idea.
Oh, wow.
Some random person that got my number and sounded a little bit, let's just say, over the weather, not under the weather.
All righty.
Anyway.
Matthew's with us today because he's been putting together a piece, and it's on waitenews.com, a hōmau worth a read, that looks at the devastating impact the Māori unemployment is having on our people. And as that unemployment rate is creeping into just totally unacceptable figures, it's creating a deepening whānau crisis being felt in communities across the country. Now, your investigation, Matthew, highlights Māori unemployment's reached 10.8%. Some might even say higher. Youth unemployment above 20. What surprised you most during your conversations with whānau, beyond, and what the statistics alone reveal, Ewa?
Yeah, look, Dale, I spoke to dozens of family over the last few weeks. I mean, the 10.8% unemployment rate for Māori and nearly, well, more than 20% for rangatahi Māori, that was kind of like at the tail end of it. This has been a long, slow, rolling train wreck for a lot of whānau. And I've listened to hundreds of stories in my time, but this one really took the cake, if you like. Hate to use the analogy on my birthday, but I mean, as an example, I spoke to one lady called Marama, not to be confused with Marama Davidson, of course, who talked about the fact that she's paying more than, or she only gets just over $500 a week in terms of income. She's looking after her two teenage children. She's got her moko for one reason or another. The rent is two-thirds of that amount of money. There's literally nothing left. She food bank shops every week. She gets whakamara about that. She can't afford the power bill. The power bill's gone up. There's nothing left in the tank. Her car is sitting in her driveway. She can't sell it because nobody wants to buy it, but she also can't afford to put petrol in it. And so there are stories like this. Then there's young Caleb, who's 24. He can't get an apprenticeship here in New Zealand, so he's forced to go to a personal finance company to get a loan for a one-way ticket out of here to Australia. And so it's not just one or two anecdotal stories. We're talking about dozens of stories. They're probably the two worst ones. So it's been one heck of an investigation. I don't know if you'd call it an investigation when this seems to be the normality of a lot of people's lives now.
Again, showing great restraint. You know, when you're cornered, you can be forced to do, sadly, things that you wouldn't normally. And so, you know, we've seen a rise in shoplifting. Is that a direct result of the realities that many people face? If you can't feed your kids, what are you going to do? Next thing you know, you find yourself in the police cells and eventually in the prison system. So stories like this are very real. With the election approaching, Matthew, and employment emerging as a major issue, so, you know, after putting together this report, if you will, on waitenews.com, what do you believe needs to happen to prevent our country from losing another generation of Māori workers and their whānau?
A lot of this comes down to, and actually, Rawinia Higgins kind of referred to this morning, that the English language bill was a bit of a distraction. You've got a lot of those distractions going on. So now we're talking about, you know, at first at the beginning of this term of government, it was about the, you know, no non-whatever it is, binary people, what have you, in toilets. A toilet was for a man or a woman. Did anyone really care? No, we haven't heard about that for a while. The English language bill is another one. And so people out there in the community are telling me through this investigation, they don't care about that stuff. What they genuinely care about is where their next pot of money is coming from to just put food on the table. And when you talk about the policies that are coming out from these political parties, now you've got New Zealand First talking about a referendum on the Māori electorates, again, distraction politics in the view of many people. Christopher Luxon randomly calling out and saying, oh, we're going to have a referendum on MMP. I think we're losing sight of how many MMPs are all wanting, how many referendums are all wanting now. But that belies the fact that the economy is going backwards. Another example, of course, retail crime was a big issue at the beginning of this term of Parliament. Does anybody know where the 500 police officers are? You mentioned about shoplifting. Where are all the new police officers that were promised. Instead, what they've done is they've put powers in to allow citizens' arrests. So what, are we arresting each other? Again, a lot of the policies and a lot of the laws that are being passed in record form don't do anything to increase the amount of money in people's back pockets.
Well, the main thing is, you know, we're supposed to be putting a glint in the eye of our rangatahi who think that they can achieve anything in their lives. And by giving them such a shaky start, you know, answerable, our generation, us oldies, you know, we need to look in the mirror at times and say, well, what are we doing?
So can I just say, I asked Caleb a really important question. So 24 years old, can't get an apprenticeship here in New Zealand, we'll lose him to Australia. I said, would you ever think about coming back? And he said, no. And I said, well, what about when you get older? And he said, well, no, I'm going to go over there. I'm going to start a life. I'm probably going to be able to afford a house. I'm probably going to be, you know, earning a little bit more money. Now, that belies the fact that the grass might not be greener on the other side, but a lot of our people are not intending to come back to New Zealand.
Well, I feel sorry for you. It's a beautiful place. Well, but
then it comes down to, well, where are all these babies coming from, Winston? Where, I mean, if our babies themselves, our tamariki and our mokopuna and our rangatahi are leaving New Zealand in droves, and during this term of government, I can tell you now more than 100,000 New Zealanders have already left. If they're all leaving, who's left to have all these babies?
Listen.
Just a random question.
Procreate. Just get out there and find somebody who can put up with your ways and see if there ain't any see if there ain't any chances for you to increase the Māori population. The Tūkakis did pretty well with that, though.
Well, we do pretty well for ourselves here. But, I mean, you know, it is a really important point because the rangatahi Māori are the growing demographic in the population statistics. But that doesn't mean to say that they're going to be growing here as a population. Like you, I mean, you've had time in Australia, I have as well. Both of us came back. You know, one of us might be looking at leaving again. But the point I'm trying to make, though, is we've got whānau that can't even go to the dentist. Now, this is before I even get to the investigation I'm running at the moment in relation to our kaumātua and our kuia who are suffering in silence, not being able to get to doctor's appointments, afford pharmaceuticals and medications. And yet they're also looking after the mokopuna, and that stretches into the prison system. When you over-incarcerate Māori with no thought whatsoever to their mokopuna or their tamariki, you're saying to our pākehi, you're talking to our kaumātua, and you hear them say, well, I have to pick up that burden. I never thought I'd be that person. And yet here they are.
It's a tragedy. The piece that Matthew's prepared is on our website, ytnews.com. It's looking at the unemployment statistics and how they came to be. And I thank you for the efforts that you've put in there as well over time. Matthew Tūkaki, it's his birthday today, and he's 52, not 73. Thanks, Matthew.
Good on you, Dave.
Good on you, mate.